Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Headlines from Europe. ECB, the European Central Bank, rushes to tighten as half-point hike matched by crisis tool. This is Christine Lagarde, who leads the European Central Bank, the equivalent in Europe, in the European Union, to the Federal Reserve in the U.S. and to Jerome Powell in the U.S. The Bloomberg report, the European Central Bank raised its key interest rate by 50 basis points, the first increase in 11 years and the biggest since 2000, as it confronts surging inflation, even as recession risks mount. I welcome Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center to help me understand if this and how this event in Europe today connects with the concerns that the United States has about high inflation and also the challenge of recovery from the pandemic. And then again, there's the question of the markets and plunging into a recession if and when the rates become so high they discourage consumption, as well as they now are, discourage people from shopping for housing. Véronique, a very good evening to you. First, the ECB hasn't raised rates in 11 years. That seems a long time. I'm told that the European Union is used to slower growth than the U.S. Maybe that explains it. Are you surprised? Are observers surprised that Christine Lagarde, emphasizing in her press remarks I watched afterwards, that there was unanimity and the 25 board members raised the rates now and raised them a half a point, which gets them back to zero, I believe. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You know, I'm not surprised that they were going to have to do something. I thought that it was way too optimistic, her claim that they weren't going to even start raising until September. After all, I mean, some of Europe's inflation has the same origin as the U.S. I mean, some of them they're inheriting from us, but some of it is also their spending and their very easy money policy. A lot of their inflation is the product of the energy crisis triggered by the war in Ukraine. So, I mean, I knew at some point I suspected they were going to have to do something. I'm not surprised that they're doing it sooner. I mean, after all, I mean, Europe is facing, as a bloc, I mean, they're facing inflation, they're facing an energy crisis, they're facing economic slowdown, they're facing budgetary crisis, and then they're facing the fact of the parity with the dollar, which is threatening, you know, it's basically rocking the boat. And then you add Italy on top of everything else, they're in a bad place.
The raising of a half point with talk of another half point or maybe a quarter point in September. That seemed to surprise the room full of reporters, Bloomberg, the German reporters. Everybody was asking again and again guidance for the future. And I believe, and I characterize this as best I can, that the European Central Banker, Christine Lagarde, said, we will be guided by data. Is that what they always say, guided by data? In other words, when we get another inflation number that's higher than the last one, we're going to raise. Is that what she's telling us?
Yeah, so what this seems to mean, so in the last 10 years, there was a lot of faith that was put in the U.S. and in Europe, because the Europe tends to follow the U.S. in what is called foreign guidance, right, where basically a lot of the expectations and feeling of certainty about something is anchored by speeches given by the Fed about the path we're going to follow. This is the path. It's announced. You can count on it. You can build your expectation on this path. And it does seem in the U.S. and now in Europe that effectively people are surprised, because when they're saying we're going to follow the data, effectively they're saying, you know, that path we said we were going to follow and not, you know, not defer from. Well, actually, we're not going to follow it. We're going to see it's going to be a case by case, data by data. The data are going to drive our decision, and that could change, and it could change fast.
In other words,
so I think that's why people are surprised, and I think it is a break from the way they've been doing things.
In other words, there's some spontaneity here. When we get a number in, we're going to respond to it. Does that teach us about the Federal Reserve on this side of the Atlantic? Jerome Powell is meeting next week with his board of governors, and there's talk in the markets, Bloomberg, Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, that there will be another rate hike to contain the very high inflation number that keeps coming in for consumer, for business to business. So that the Federal Reserve is now saying, we're going to hike again, and the Bloomberg says 0.75 point. Is the Federal Reserve also guided by data? As long as those high inflation numbers come in, they're going to respond as opposed to tell you we have confidence that we've done enough. Are we seeing two central banks behave in the same fashion?
Yeah, they're behaving the same way. Well, now that Europe seems to be following this path too. It's been a few months now that Jerome Powell has been saying we're guiding by the data. It's been like, listen, if you remember, they had announced a raise of 0.5, and then they ended up changing it to 0.75. And so now they're kind of like, what it means is basically, you have a lot of uncertainty. While I understand that they're following the data, it also means on the people receiving the information given by the Fed, or dependent on the information given by the Fed. What it means is you're in between announcements. There's a lot of uncertainty. Is the Fed going to do 0.5? Is the Fed going to do 0.75? Well, it's going to depend, right? So there's much less certainty than when you had a path that was announced. We're going to do 6 rates. They're going to be spaced between them by this amount. And in the end, they're each going to be, let's say, 0.25. Now that's not what they're saying. They're saying, well, we're seeing, you know, month by month, we're deciding.
I report to you that there are routinely now comments from Silicon Valley about job freezes or layoffs. The big guys, Microsoft, Meta, Apple, Google, all of them. Is that a sign that the Federal Reserve would follow? Because I understand if the inflation is to ebb, there has to be a moderation in hiring. Hiring is contributing to the inflation because of salary rises. So is this now a promise that the Federal Reserve will pay attention to who's laid off, and that Federal Reserve and the ECB both welcome joblessness?
I don't know. I'm sure they're not welcoming it, but I'm sure that they're following it. I don't think it's so much who is as how widespread it is. So I think that we need to wait to see if these announcements are reflected in the overall data. And the overall unemployment rate, the labor market seems to be still pretty hot. Wall Street is kind of seems to be having a lease on life this week. So I think the Fed is going to be looking at everything, because what it needs in order to know how much they need to raise their rates, how much of the work needs to be done by the Fed through rate increases. They're also looking at whether they're getting some help elsewhere in the economy. Is demand slowing down? Is the recession somewhat there, right? If the economy is already slowing, well, maybe the rate increase that needs to happen may not be as high in the end. So I think they're looking at everything.
Right, right.
I mean, in other words, the
old days, flying by the seat of their pants. Veronique Tergi of the Mercatus Center, the ECB, the Federal Reserve, both watching the data, as we all are. I'm John Bashman.